Now it's time for IP News. Here's a surprising fact. Your signature can be worth millions. If someone designs a logo that looks close to it, that alone can stop a federal trademark. In today's intellectual property news, Taylor Swift's company successfully pressured a bedding manufacturer to abandon its application for the trademark Swift Home. Kathy Holm had applied to register Swift Home for pillows, mattresses, and sheets, but Taylor Swift's company, TAS Rights Management, filed an opposition with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, arguing the cursive Swift in the proposed logo closely resembled her trademarked signature and would likely cause customers confusion. Shortly after that filing, the company walked away from the application.
And that, my friends, is the power of trademark enforcement. She obviously has a very active team looking out for her because the trademark application was filed. It hadn't even gone very far in the process, and they caught it very early. According to the filing, Taylor Swift owns federal trademarks covering her name on products, including clothing and bed linens. So when a company tries to register a similar brand, her watchdogs catch it. And if it has a stylized signature look like her signature, the legal issue becomes what's called likelihood of confusion. So people may think that these are her bedding products or that she endorsed this brand, and she didn't, and she protects her brand voraciously. So there you go.
My signature's so terrible, I couldn't make any claims for anything related.
According to Jessica, my signature's also terrible.
I can help both of you with handwriting.
We had something similar at Bitcoin IRA because we became like the Kleenex or the Band-Aid. It's been very difficult to get and hold that one because people will say, well, it's the product itself. And when you're dealing with Bitcoin and you're talking to the trademark office, it's like heads are spinning. So
yeah.
Well, meanwhile, you can't trademark Ignite reading because the word ignite is like the word imagination and it's too commonly used.
Descriptive.
Yeah, so when you pick a name, you have to be really careful. That's why Apple, it's computers, but it can't say computers in its name, right?
Well, you can say computers. You can trademark that. We're getting into the weeds here. Trademark law doesn't require proof of bad intent. It focuses on customer perception. And when you're a global brand and a 14-time Grammy winner whose Eras Tour became the highest grossing concert tour in history, your name is not just a name, it's a commercial asset. So Kathy's attorney stated that the company hadn't yet used the disputed mark in commerce and decided it wasn't essential to its business. But that tells you something important. When the legal risk is high, sometimes the smartest move is to step away.
And what's also interesting is that the companies had reportedly signed a coexist agreement previously, but once the new logo resembled Taylor Swift's actual signature, it was like, no, can't do that.
And here's the takeaway for entrepreneurs. Before investing in branding, you have to do the proper due diligence and analysis. You want to make sure that the name is not going to be confusingly similar to other trademarks out there, and especially not Taylor Swift's trademarks. And celebrity brands are very aggressively protected. So if you're going to go up against Taylor Swift, well, you better have your ducks in a row.
Well, because trademarks aren't just about words, right? They're identity, endorsement, and consumer trust.
Very good.